This is CPR News. Supporters and critics of President Biden were at the state capitol Wednesday, including for a rally supporting Black Lives Matter. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
At the Black Lives Matter event, speakers talked to the crowd about the importance of taking back political power and having each other's backs. The tone was distinctly more positive than at some points in the day. A few hours earlier, several dozen protesters came dressed in black and carrying communist flags. They chanted anti-Trump and anti-Biden slogans and identified themselves as anti-fascists. They burned a large American flag and a Trump flag. And even earlier in the day, as Biden was being sworn into office in Washington, about a dozen of his supporters gathered to mark the occasion.
You know, this is a new beginning, you know, a new day.
That's Rick Bryant, a retired forklift driver in his 60s. He says he feels a huge sense of relief that former President Trump is no longer in office and is glad to have, quote, somebody that listens to common sense in the White House. Bryant says he's been terrified for the past 4 years, but especially the last 2 weeks after the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol.
It's over with now. He's gone. Thank God.
Yeah! And the crowd at the Capitol included one superhero, Captain Colorado. Matthew Gnoyak of Denver is known for wearing his Captain America outfit to visit children in pediatric cancer units. But on Wednesday, he had it on to wave at cars driving by. He says he came out to urge Americans to come together and to believe in democracy.
I just decided that a little more love, a little more smiles might be useful to more than just the kids, but maybe to some of the adults out there facing hardship as well.
Gnoyak says he thinks American democracy is not failing, but thriving, and that to keep it going, Americans just need to trust in it and in each other. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And there are pictures from Inauguration Day and Colorado's Capitol at CPR.org, and a lot more of Morning Edition on the way this morning. This is CPR News.